Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this mini episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today is Danielle Roberts' last episode with us. And while we are so sad to see her go, we hope that all the information that she's provided on virtual assistants and OBMs has been informative and educational. And today we're going to round it out with how to onboard hiring a virtual assistant and kind of the ins and outs of budgeting for them. So to give it to you, Danielle, what would you say are the few, well, not the few, but the things that need to happen in order to onboard either a virtual assistant or an OBM?
Decide that you're ready to hire. I think people get so wrapped up in the researching on what to pass off to a virtual assistant, or they get wrapped up in the thought of the fact that they need to hire and they wig themselves out and get really, really caught up in just the worry about it. You need to actually decide that you're going to do it. Set a date, set a timeline for doing interviews. Have a VA strategy session where I walk through with somebody the processes for hiring. And if that's something that you are needing, I can walk through that with you. And the girls will have my link to my website for that. So those are the best ways to start that process. It's the whole mindset of I'm ready to hire. I'm ready to do this. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is a great way to prepare once you've made the decision to do it and maybe you've done the interviews? What are some of the ways that you can prepare to hand stuff off to your new VA or OBM?
One of the things that I've been seeing a lot is people not certain how to do passwords. And I use LastPass, I think it's called, Samantha's shaking her head. LastPass with my clients. And that's a good way to share passwords without actually having to give the passwords over, depending on the level of trust that you have with your new hire. The other thing is making sure that you've budgeted enough money for the time that you are going to be hiring somebody for. And that basically just looks like having a reserve so you're not stressing about hiring somebody and the money, where it's going to come from. So I think those are the biggest things. And then just making the list to pass off to them and remembering that growth takes time. Relationships have stages and times that they are not going to always be the best. Hopefully you've made some good decisions in your interview process, but even if you have a really good connection with somebody, it's like any relationship and you need to allow for that person to settle into your business. It's going to take some time in the beginning to work through workflows and communication, and you have to figure out the best communication for you, whether it's going to be having weekly phone calls or chats or Messenger or whatever. So I think that's a good place to get started.
And I think too, it's having all that stuff in place is going to set you up for the most success when it comes to onboarding, because you're not necessarily going to be flailing around trying to figure out what needs to get off your plate. It's kind of that foundation's been, it's already been created. So all you need to do now is build and grow that relationship and hand things off little by little and work through those growing pains till it's at the point where it's almost like a well-oiled machine. I think to kind of go back to the budgeting part, when people are potentially starting to budget, whether they're just starting out or knowing that they're at that point where they need the help, what is a good kind of range for someone to have based off of what could potentially, I mean, it's not based off of what could potentially need to happen, but like a good range to have in reserve so that they're not necessarily stressing over, you know, can I pay them this month or can I not?
Right. And I think that that's an important part of it because money is one of the biggest stressors in life. I would say, so for a VA, typically it's between $20 and $30, $35 an hour. And that's equated package-wise. It can be hourly, whatever way that the VA wants to take their money. And so that's a good range for that. For an OBM, it's going to be more. It's going to be between 40 and 60 is what I was just told the other day. And so having that and then deciding how many hours you think that you need. If it's, you know, setting up to, you know, that you have $200, that's what you can spend, then you be upfront with the person you're going to hire and say, this is what I have. When it comes to this point, I need you to stop. And then you pick up the slack for that. But having those numbers, so deciding what you think, and the more your VA works on your work, the better they're going to get and the faster it's going to be. So they're able to add more, but in the beginning, it might be a shorter period or a shorter amount of things that can get done, a fewer amount of things that can get done.
I think too, when you're upfront and honest about what you're actually reasonably comfortable parting with when it comes to hiring someone, it sets up the expectation for the relationship too, which is super important in the beginning because you don't necessarily want to go past your budget just because you feel like you have a really solid relationship. I think there are ways that you can work around it in order to build it up to the point where then you know confidently you can make that income and hire them on for more hours. So it really is setting those boundaries up front too of not necessarily making yourself crazy around what you're able to willingly part with and hire on.
Well, and you raise a good point because when you have that communication, it's going to build more trust. And me as an OBM, I can't go into a relationship if I don't trust that person and if they're not open with me in communication. Mm-hmm. It's just not possible to have a good working relationship with somebody if they're not communicating well. And money is one of those things where you have to be blatantly upfront with numbers if you want to have that transparency.
And I think the money aspect too can scare people because they don't necessarily want to undervalue the VA or the OBM and also maybe not necessarily want to undervalue themselves because if they only have a small amount that they are able to budget for, that can be that fear around, well, I don't think they'll see that I'm worth it. Like I'm willing that I should be a client to take on. And I think it's just working through that fear to just ask and see what happens. Because if you don't, and we talked about this too with a couple other guests, but if you don't ask to see what happens, then you're actually not giving yourself and allowing yourself the, that word just flew right out of my head. Hold on. It'll come back maybe. But you're not Sam, why don't you just take this over for a second? Let me figure this out.
So the thing is too, you have to remember that once you're done onboarding, like onboarding takes some time. It mm-hmm. takes getting used to. But once you've got your VA onboarded, you're saving yourself so much time. You're giving yourself more time back, and that's the gift you're giving yourself. And you're valuing yourself and your business when you bring on help because it's allowing you to do more of what is actually making you money and what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what I was going to say. Figured it out. So you're actually allowing yourself to show up as a CEO as opposed to, you know, taking it all on and feeling like you have to be all the things like we've talked about in past episodes. And I think that is a super important part about growing your business too. Why are you laughing at me? Both of you are laughing.
I'm laughing. I made a funny face at Sam because she was laughing at me from what I said, I think.
I chuckle, but I also made notes. So I think that this goes in line with what you're saying as well, Nicole. But it's something like for us, it's easy to calculate the time that you can save, right? If I'm not doing that, then I can replace that time with this. But I think that the other thing that a lot of us forget to calculate in is our sanity. Literally just being able to pass things off to somebody else where I don't have to worry about that anymore or even have to think about it, or the sheer fact of having somebody who comes back, because for those listening who don't know, Danielle is actually my OBM. And she keeps me sane. And one of the things she does is literally just check in with me and say, hey, did you remember to do X, Y, Z? And I go, oh crap. And then I do it. It were just me, and then I remembered 2 weeks later versus having Danielle come back and tell me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, and my sanity would be gone and I'd be super stressed. And that's where I was before hiring Danielle. And now it's just, okay, oh yeah, I need to get that done today, or, you know, something like that. So I feel like while there is an easy way to measure the time and the money, the thing that we can't measure but we definitely need to calculate in is the sanity that you gain and the stress and the worry that you lose. Because for me, that's a big thing. It makes me a happier person. It makes me then, by being a happier person, I'm a much better mom and wife, and you know, everybody likes me more because I'm not super stressed out and crabby about all the stuff that I'm forgetting to do or couldn't get done because I didn't have the time. So I think that that's the other thing you need to calculate in. And I think that goes along with what we talked about in last week's episode, where it's recognizing when you need that person is when you've reached those limits, when you are that crabby person nobody wants to be around because you're just stretched too thin. So I think that's the other thing you have to consider. Mm-hmm. But that being said, to go back to the onboarding, I wanted to ask you, you talked about LastPass as being one of the tools to share passwords and things. What are some of the other tools that make it easier, for lack of a better word, to onboard somebody and really get them into what they need to do for you or to communicate with your VA or OBM?
So there's a couple things that I really enjoy using with my clients. One of them is Trello. I'm a big Trello fan. I've tried Asana and what was the other one? There was one other one. Then I wasn't a big fan of either of those. So, and maybe that's because I learned Trello first, but I really like Trello. And I think that Dana Malstaff has a great Trello training that it teaches you how to use Trello with other people so that you're not just using it for yourself, but it becomes an asset for your whole team. And that will be in the show notes. Then I like Voxer because that's a great way to, instead of doing, you know, Facebook Messenger or whatever, it's like a walkie-talkie thing. So you're on an actual like hearing voice and things don't get translated improperly because you're typing it all out. So that's the other one that's huge. And then good old telephones and Skype, Zoom, whatever. I focus on relationships with my clients, and that's, I want it to be a really good relationship. And so if it's seeing facial expressions and seeing or hearing voice, that's really super important to me. So I think those are the biggest things that I use, and LastPass. And I don't think there's anything else from like a VA OBM onboarding process that I really use.
You just totally touched on like a whole other podcast that I would love to like have conversations with you about. But
let's do it.
I know, but that's like a whole other spiel on like my beliefs. How the internet and texting has ruined our assumptions and expectations of what we expect of people. But that's just a whole other rabbit hole. But I think you also bring up a good point too. When you're onboarding a VA, besides having the VA be comfortable with the tools that you are utilizing, you also have to be comfortable with the tools too. So it's kind of finding that balance on what's going to work best for you. And that's, again, where you are comfortable with interviewing the VAs or OBMs that you're bringing on and making sure that like everything's copacetic and starting slow and kind of seeing how that relationship is going to grow. And that's super important too, because you don't want to necessarily do something that's uncomfortable and then you're kind of regretting like what that onboarding process was. So it's figuring all that stuff out before you then go and hire a VA or an OBM. So I think one of the things people kind of can be intimidated by is where they can look for a VA. So where are some of the places that you would recommend someone to start researching or looking for someone if they're ready to bring them on?
My biggest place that I see people looking for VAs or OBMs is in Facebook groups. If you have some Facebook groups that you hang out in. I know that there's, you guys have a ton, like you did an actual podcast on Facebook groups, or there was one that was like heavily Facebook groups. So my favorite, is Boss Mom. And that's just, you know, I'm a big member of the Boss Mom team. So I really like that group. And then I think I actually offer a service for helping people find VAs, and that's on my website. And then there's also Create Your Laptop Life. I believe that they have a place where you can go and submit for a VA or an OBM, or I think copywriter or social media manager as well. And Create Your Laptop Life is a coaching program by a couple of very well-known, very good coaches, and they're training a bunch of VAs and social media managers and OBMs into what they are really great at. So that's another really good resource to check out.
Awesome. And we just want to thank you for joining us this entire month and giving us so much tips and tricks and advices for how to onboard OBMs and virtual assistants and the difference between the two and when to recognize. For everyone listening, Danielle, why don't you tell them where they can find you if they're interested in any of the services that you talked about or on just chatting with you?
Yeah, of course. It's been my pleasure to be with you guys. And obviously, I'm very passionate about this topic, so I'm glad that I was able to come and talk to you guys about it. You guys that are listening can find me at legacycreativeco.com. Or on Instagram is my favorite place to hang out, and that's at Legacy Creative Co.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this month. For everyone listening, you guys can go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for all of the show notes from this episode, and to also listen to the other 3 episodes that we had in case you're just tuning in right now. And you can go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook to continue this conversation all week long. Thank you so much, Danielle. We had so much fun, and we will talk to everyone later. Bye.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the 2 beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.